We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve. It's 10 in the morning. Steve McIntosh, 7:30 here on a Wednesday morning in 56 degrees. Some 70,000 people in Northern California's Napa and Sonoma counties have been forced to leave their homes because of the raging glass fire. David Epps evacuated from his home in Napa once, then had to do it again.
The fire was coming, and we moved out, and then we went back, and it burnt to my road and quit. And when we was there, it started coming up the hill again from the front and the back side. So that's why we left this time.
Cal Fire says that fire has so far taken out about 42,000 acres and is at 0% containment. Three officials guiding Sedgwick County's response to the coronavirus pandemic, including County Manager Tom Stoles, have come down with the COVID-19 themselves. Commission Chair Pete Meissner tells KNSS News.
I've been tested three times since this thing started, and I'm kind of out and about, so I don't mind getting tested, and I feel good anyway, but testing is precaution, so that's what we're doing right now, so we're battling through it.
Meissner and Commissioners Lacey Cruz, Jim Howell, and David Dennis confirmed they were tested last week as a precaution. All four said their results came back negative. Meissner commented during the Steve and Ted of the Morning Show here on KNSS. There are only 2 weeks left for you to register to vote in Kansas.
There have been over 100,000 new registered voters so far this year in Kansas. And Katie Kupal with the Kansas Secretary of State's office tells KSN News they recommend that you register through your county election office or the Secretary of State's website to avoid issues with third-party companies.
They have the best of intent, but sometimes they don't always ask for all the required information that would make a registration or an advance by mail ballot application complete.
The deadline is October 13th. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A horrifying accident occurred in the sky over California.
A Marine Corps fighter jet colliding in midair with another plane during a refueling operation Tuesday afternoon in a remote desert area of Southern California. The military saying the pilot of an F-35B jet ejected and the other aircraft, a Lockheed Martin KC-130J tanker with a crew of eight, landed in a farm field with no injuries reported. The jet pilot undergoing medical treatment, his F-35B crashing near the Salton Sea about 100 miles northeast of downtown San Diego. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
The former head of the FBI will testify before a Senate committee today.
James Comey, who was ousted as FBI director in 2017, will appear before the Senate Judiciary Committee. His public testimony comes as the panel investigates Operation Crossfire Hurricane, the probe that looked into alleged ties between Russia and the Trump campaign. The man who led the Russia probe, former special counsel Robert Mueller, has declined to appear. Comey is giving his testimony voluntarily. The committee has already heard from former Acting Attorney General Sally Yates and former Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We often see cold fronts move through this time of year, but usually they bring some chance of rain with them. Not this time, though. Another dry front will push through this afternoon. Sunny with a high 84 in Wichita, mostly clear, 50 overnight, then cooler and breezy Thursday with a high 68. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now mostly clear, 56 degrees. We have a west wind at 8 miles per hour.
734 here, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning. You can listen online at knssradio.com and through the radio.com app. Tell your smart speaker to play KNSS Radio. A lot of ways you can get Wichita's number one talk on this Wednesday morning, the last day of September. Mostly sunny day across south central Kansas Tuesday. Yesterday's high 80, normal high 76. On this date in 2008, 12.96 inches of rain were measured at Wichita Mid-Continent Airport for the month of September. This made 2008 the wettest of all Septembers and the fourth wettest month of all time here in the air capital. 13 inches of rain in the month of September in 2008. How about
wow.
that? We had a little rain at my house, you know, but over the weekend, a couple days ago, but other than that, it's been kind of dry. Maybe it'll, there's nothing in the forecast for a while, but maybe it'll straighten up and we'll get a little rain here one of these days soon. Hours before the first presidential debate, Joe Biden released his 2019 tax returns and challenged President Trump to do the same. The returns show that Biden and his wife Jill reported a taxable income of $944,737 and paid $299,346 in federal income taxes. That's a 31% rate. Of course, President Trump's taxes have come under some scrutiny after New York Times report that came out recently. But I think there's a decent argument for the fact that the guy's been audited for about 10 years now, the president, and it's probably a fairly complicated tax return that
takes
some people some real time to look over it and find out what's in there. Wichita Police Department investigating a case involving an unknown suspect impersonating a police officer. A citizen reported being stopped by an unknown suspect Monday evening in the area of MacArthur and Seneca. This person driving a dark blue or black Buick four-door sedan with red and blue emergency lights in the upper windshield. The suspect approached the vehicle, asked for a driver's license and insurance. Now, the suspect looked at the documents, gave them back, walked back to the Buick, and left. Suspect is described as an unknown male, average build and height, wearing a dark blue or black uniform and armed with a handgun. And if you have any additional information, you're asked to call the Wichita Police Department, detectives at 268-4407, or you can call Crime Stoppers at 267-2111. All uniformed WPD officers are issued WPD badges displayed clearly on their uniform, and they're not bashful about letting you see that badge and making sure that you know that they are police officers. Now, this person has not really done anything major except invading somebody's privacy and posing as a police officer, but the law doesn't like that. They don't like that happening. And so if you know this guy, and gosh, somebody knows him, he's driving a dark blue or black Buick four-door sedan with red and blue emergency lights in the upper windshield. Okay.
Yeah.
And he likes to go around and play police officer. Somebody knows who it is. I don't know, but somebody's going to turn him in. 267-2111 for Crime Stoppers. As always, they're going to have some cash available for you if you'd like to turn them in. How about that? 737, Steve and Ted. I want to talk just for a second this morning about hummingbirds, believe it or not. I love them. I just think they're the most fascinating creature that there ever was. Now, we have a hummingbird feeder on our front porch, and we have, I think I've identified three or four different ones. It's hard to tell. But they come in the afternoon, and they're up there with their wings going 97,000 miles per hour, and they're an interesting little creature. So I was sitting on the front porch a couple of months ago, and one of them came down and hovered about 4 feet in front of me and just watched me for about, I don't know, 3 or 4 seconds, and then he took off. He or she took off. At any rate, yesterday afternoon, I told Shelley, I said, hey, I haven't seen any hummingbirds. So I wonder if they're migrating. I did a little research because I don't know anything about them. Apparently, they migrate down to Mexico or the Caribbean for the winter. So hummingbirds. My sister-in-law, Lita, who lives out in New Mexico, she's got three hummingbird feeders. She has to replenish them twice a day. I mean, she's got like 9 million hummingbirds around her place down in New Mexico.
Oh, neat.
They're hummingbirds.
Cool.
Yep, I love them. And as I told you earlier, St. Shelley got out the big cooking pot and made some chili for us yesterday. It was outstanding, and I want to compliment St. Shelley for a good bowl of chili. And we did not have any Fritos, but even with that, we put a little cheese in there. That helped a lot, so
Yeah.
But chilly yesterday. This is that time of the year, man.
A couple of weeks ago, I made some, yeah.
Yeah. Now the next is maybe some homemade potato soup. Some good clam chowder would be good this time of year.
So yeah, would be.
I was always thinking about food, right? Okay.
Yeah. You seem to be preoccupied with food
a little bit today. All right.
Well, I can help you with that.
Fast day. Last day of September.
The chili I made, Steve, I was working on my Cincinnati style.
Cincinnati style. Well, what the heck is that?
Well, it is a style without beans, although you serve it with beans. You just put them on top after.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't actually put them in the chili. You put them on top afterwards. And it's a little bit thinner because you don't brown the beef ahead of time. You just throw the raw ground beef in there and stir and stir and stir and stir and stir, and you wind up with smaller hamburger particles in there with it. It's a kind of a sauce style. It's really good.
I'm not nearly that sophisticated about my chili. And chili cook-off, the Wagon Masters that they're not having this year, but I'd love to go down there. Great thing to go to, the chili cook-off, and love to go down to that. But I'm just not that sophisticated. I mean, you can open a can of Hormels and throw it in a bowl, and I'll eat it. I mean, I don't care that much.
All right. I tell you, ever since COVID-19, I've kind of gotten that way with a lot of different foods, just because what else am I going to do? I guess I'll work on my recipes.
That's right. A lot of people are doing that, I'll bet. And Shelly and I
have
been eating at home a lot more, obviously, because of the pandemic and so forth. A lot of people figuring out some good recipes to do at home. 7:41 now, Steve and Ted, and keep it here for the Wichita Business Journal update. It's coming up. FAA official in Seattle to pilot a 737 MAX. An FAA official there to fly one. And apparently going up today. 7:41, Steve and Ted. Now our friends at Market Advisory Group, sponsors of today's Retirement Tip.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.